24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Broadcasting live from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I hope I want to take an opportunity to wish all my listeners a happy new year, and also thank you for listening to my broadcast each week. I hope they've been a blessing to you and help change your life to live the life you deserve to live on this earth. Well, today I have the opportunity of introducing to you evangelist Roderick Hot Rod Dean. How you doing today, Roderick?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, could you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do, and what has been the lowest point in your life, and how did it get you to where you are today?
Well, my name is Roger Hot Rod Dean, and they call me Too Hot. You know, like I write on my book Too Hot, because like the era I come through was like the Tupac era. Everybody remember Tupac? So I came through that era, but I changed my life. You know what I mean? I came through a lot of drugs and bloodshed and crime era. So that's the lowest part of my life, man. Just being depressed and get on drugs, just being on marijuana, just being a low life. I mean, most people wouldn't consider that bad nowadays, because these young guys, like these new rappers out here, glorifying violence and stuff, you know. But I don't glorify that stuff. I'm against that stuff. I'm representing Jesus Christ to the fullest, you know.
Well, good. I know you were brought up in a Christian home, Roderick. So how did you get off the path from knowing God and what He'll do in your life to the drug dealing and the shootings and the robberies? How did you get to that point?
Well, like I say, I was raised in a Christian home. I'm my mother, Doris Dean, and we had pretty poor times, you know. But I used to be walking around my neighborhood in North Charlotte, like around the Plaza area and Harold Street, and I would see like drug dealers like with Nike Jordans on, Michael Jordan shoes on, and gold chains and stuff. So man, I wanted that stuff. They had always having nice girls and a fancy car, so I wanted that stuff. So that was it. And then I seen the movie Juice, the movie that came out in 1992 with Tupac. Juice, that movie. And then I just wanted to be like Tupac. And be like a thug life, and just get money. It was all about money.
Okay, now how long did it take you to get back to God?
Well, in 1991, that's pretty much when I started to go downhill. I was probably about 12 years old. That's when I started to see the drug dealers, but then I didn't start selling drugs until actually probably about 15. So but then from 15 on up to 19, that's when I actually was the worst part of my life, you know, really into the game really deep, you know, like some of the time, like big timers you hear like Birdman and Master P, them guys, like doing the stuff those guys did back in New Orleans. So that type of stuff, you know. You know, like Birdman and stuff. I mean, that's literal stuff. I mean, just literal stuff, like in these ghettos down here, in these ghettos in the South, like North Carolina and Louisiana. That's literal stuff. You know, these drugs are going on, even in Chicago, everywhere around the United States. It's a terrible problem. You know what I mean? So my mission is, God charged me to just do what I can to save the world. You know, He gave me a vision. You know, like most only prophets have visions, But anybody, I mean, I don't know who all can have a vision. I don't know. But God gave me a vision, and he basically just told me to save the world. So I just plan on doing that, like maybe starting a church soon. I'm trying to get some finances. I'm trying to hook up with a woman that has some finances to help me out and to preach the gospel. I'm trying to make being a Christian cool.
That's awesome. I see you've got two books out, Answer to All Your Problems and America's Top 50 Favorite Entrepreneurs. So how did those two come about?
Well, the first book, The Answer to All Your Problems, that book was a local bestseller down here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm working on getting some more out, you know. But, I mean, you know, that book came about by me struggling so much, you know. I mean, I sold drugs, but I was addicted to marijuana and cigarettes. So the main thing I was addicted to was the marijuana. Cigarettes was like lackadaisical, you know. But the marijuana, I was addicted to every day, every night, all day, every day. I mean, I couldn't get enough marijuana. Just like these young folks out here now smoking marijuana every day, going to the store buying cigarillo packs. That's all they do, smoke weed. You know what I mean? But The book Answer to All Your Problems, I was struggling. With the cigarettes and the alcohol and the marijuana, I would get rid of it at nighttime. I try to pray to God, say, God, please, help me not to smoke no more. I don't want to smoke no more. And help just deliver me the night. And when I wake up in the morning, it'd be gone away. But that didn't happen. And I wake up in the morning, and the next thing you know, I get the addiction. That's what it was, addiction. That's what you don't want, addiction to set in. See, most people start smoking cigarettes and weed, and they get addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? It starts off as a game, but you don't want to start. Never. I tell all your kids, grandkids, nephews, never smoke, never drink, never start drugs. Go to church, go get your lesson, go to school, do right, because those drugs are addictions, and cigarettes is an addiction that will take you to hell and kill you. My grandfather in Detroit, Grant Thomas Owen Vereen, he lost his life from cigarettes. And I love that guy so much, he's just like me. I try to be like him so much. He had a lot of money, and that's my goal, to make a lot of money, but it's irrelevant right now. But then the second book, America's Top 50 Favorite Entrepreneurs, that book arrived from just me, just being an entrepreneur myself, and just want to appreciate all the other entrepreneurs around the hip hop industry and around the world, even Donald Trump, you know. I mean, I know Donald Trump going through some hard times, you know, but I mean, I love everybody. I mean, I don't agree with Donald Trump on a lot of topics, you know, but I just pray for the man. I mean, you know, everybody had a hard life. The white man had a hard life. Black man had a hard life. I mean, black men might have had a harder life, but I mean, I just pray for everybody. I want Donald Trump to get saved and be a preacher. I mean, maybe God dealing with him. I hope really God ought to deal with him. I don't want to see Donald Trump go to hell.
No, we definitely don't want to see people going to hell. So that's why I'm glad, you know, God put people like me and you on this earth to just bring them to the realization that God is real and you need to know where you're going to spend your eternal life. But back to how did you do all this shooting and robbing and never went to prison?
Only grace of God. I'll tell you, Lynn, only the grace of God. Because I mean, it start with player haters, but the player haters go all the way back to the Bible with Cain and Abel. See, in the Bible, Abel offered the correct sacrifice to God, which was the lamb, which was the typification of Jesus Christ. The lamb, that's what God asked, a sacrifice. But Cain offered up like vegetables or fruit, and God didn't like that. Cain offered the wrong sacrifice. So since Cain offered the wrong sacrifice, he got jealous of his brother Abel and killed him. So that's player hating. So with me, with these robberies and the shootings and the killings and all the stuff in my life, I just say it happened because people try to rob me, or I've been robbed. I've been stuff like that. I mean, you know, people player hating. I mean, this is how I go in the street. This is how it go. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't want nobody to get killed, but I mean, you better protect your life for somebody to take. You better take your life. Don't let nobody take your life.
That's a fact. But I know you got a friend mother and a friend grandmother, so I guess that kind of helps get you on the line,
yeah, my mama always prayed for me. I remember staying on Purser Drive, for Purser and Finchley off East Wind Shell Rock in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, man, I'd be sometimes I come in the house so high and so drunk, I stumble in the house. My mama be praying for me. Sometimes she tell me, boy, God told me, well, God woke me up in the middle of the night. And say, boy, my God just told me to pray for you. And so finally you stumbled in the house and came home. So I was in danger. Plenty of times I've been in danger and didn't even know it, but God protected me because he knew I come forward to preach the gospel later on in life. So I just thank God for having mercy on me and grace on me to give me a chance to see better life now.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact, and I mean, with what you've been through and to never have been in prison is truly, truly amazing, and
yep.
But God that kept that, I'm telling you.
Only God. I tell you what, I was almost about to go to prison. I had got caught up on a robbery, but see, it's too late, I done said it. I'm sorry. But, we won't talk about it, but I didn't go to prison. But, I mean, you know, only grace of God I've never been to prison. Only grace of God I've never been to prison. Have you ever heard the term some birds are meant to be caged in? So, a Christian guy like me, I was always a Christian from the heart. I mean, even when I was on the streets, people always say, Vaughn, you know, even though you hustle, man, you sell drugs, you got a heart, man. You still give money to people. You always break bread. This is why I say in my books, I break more bread than a little. Because, I mean, even though I've given drugs to people, I know people want to get high. So I don't beat up drug addicts because I don't have the money. And so I just have a heart. I have a Christian heart from the beginning. But I just veered off into the wrong world. But I thank God I came back.
Well, that's truly a blessing because, you know, I sit here each day and think about all of our young men being incarcerated with these long prison terms, and I think of prison as a new slave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And I have
you
to
know what? See these brothers. It's designed from the beginning. These brothers in prison, these brothers didn't have good opportunities in the beginning. So some brothers in prison deserve to be in prison. But it's a lot of guys in prison that don't deserve to be in prison because they're nonviolent offenders. And really, they didn't do some of these things. But how I set up from the beginning. Like, I mean, I love whites and blacks. I love everybody in the world. I'm a Christian. I'm a preacher. But, it just set up from the beginning for blacks to fail and go to prison or get killed.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. And that's why, you know, people like me and you are out here trying to save our communities from this trap. Because it's just a trap.
That's right. It's a trap.
And it's another way of stopping our community as growing as a people. Because if you incarcerate all of our black men, then you leave the woman out here. Who's she going to have a baby from?
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so now you got all these mixed children because that's the only option she has to go to another race. And that's...
Yeah.
That's just another situation going on as well. You got all these mixed kids coming in, and they don't know which direction they want to go. And it's just mind-boggling that this world is just this evil. But, of course, we know who is the God of this world, which is Satan. So he knows
time is
getting short. So he's doing – he's running rapid right now.
Yeah, time getting short. I just want to say, you know, God is mad at this world. I mean, you know, this world, and all these people commit murders and rapes and robberies and molestations and homosexuality and all this stuff. God is mad at this world. God is terribly mad at this world. That's why God raised me up like Hot Rod the Prophet. That's why God raised me up to preach the gospel to the world, because God loves us, but God can't tolerate sin. That's the thing about it. God can't tolerate sin. So God say, if you get saved and accept my son Jesus Christ as your savior, and Jesus Christ like you learned in church as a kid, whatever, then I'll let you come to heaven. But if you out there blaspheming and cussing and drinking and slutting and hoeing and all that negative stuff, homosexuality and murdering and being prideful and arrogant and player hating, God will send you to hell. God hates sin. God can't abide sin. God, when you sin, God go the other way. God go the other way. And sometimes I'm not perfect, but every time when I sin, I immediately confess my sin and get back on the right track.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to do that, though, Roderick. They just keep sinning and sinning and sinning till they're in a whirlwind that they don't realize where they're going.
Well, what it is, people is selfish. People don't even care that God wake them up in the morning. People don't even care. They just need to wake themselves up. But God loves you so much, he wake you up in the morning, provide you with a shelter, give you a house to stay in. Some people have cars. God is so good. God gives you good health, strength. I mean, people, if you got good health, you need to say hallelujah.
That is a blessing, and it was so awesome this morning. I don't know if you know, but I'm a member of World Changers International with Dr. Pueblo Dollar.
I like Pueblo Dollar. I wrote about him in my book.
I mean, he preached this morning on, you know, praising God, you know, without the benefits. If you give to God without expecting anything in return, you'll get all these other things added to your life. I mean, you talking about an eye-opener. That was an eye-opener, because we as Southern Baptists, you know, we were taught that in order to get something from God, we got to do something for God.
Right.
But he's saying no. When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, he took all of our sins, past, present, and future. Okay?
That's right.
So, you know, all he wants us to do is have an intimate, personal relationship with him.
That's right.
And he will make our life abundantly and prosperous, just like he did from the beginning, before Adam sinned.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the key. People have got to understand, you know, you don't have to do anything to get anything from God. If you just love him and have that personal, intimate relationship with him, he's going to provide everything you need on this earth.
See, you know what it is? See, most people know the Bible is true. They just don't want to live it. People are so selfish, they say, people know the Bible, the oldest book in the world. People know that God created the earth, the mountains, the whales, the animals. People know Noah's Ark. People know all that. That's true. People know that's true. They just want their sins so bad. They want to make up excuses and say it's not real. But I'm telling you one thing. This is why me and Linda Monroe, while we're here preaching, your butt stand before God. We're gonna see about that. Your butt stand before God. You talking about you don't believe in God? You an atheist? Or you believe in Muhammad and all that stuff, man, you better get your life straight before it's too late.
Yeah, because he's on his way back sooner than we think.
You believe that? I tell you, Linda, my personal mission is to preach the rapture back. I mean, I might don't do it. I got my aunt Gertrude Ingram. She waiting for the rapture, and I wanted to get raptured up, and I want to be preaching when the rapture comes.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that rapture as well. I'm praying that I will not taste death. That's
Me
what
too.
I pray every day. I want to be caught up in the rapture.
Yeah, you're right. Me too.
Yeah, because I don't want to taste death.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, Roderick, could you just give us like three nuggets to my listeners as to what they can do to have a prosperous and blessed new year?
Well, I say the first nugget is I would say start praying. Pray more. Pray more. You know, people act like God is so far away. But God's not so far away. God's right here with us. God want to talk to us. God's right where you at. God is in your soul. God is in your spirit. God is right here where you at. So I would say first thing, pray more. And then second thing, read your Bible more. Personally, I read the Bible probably about 28 times in my whole life. You know, I just, when I rededicated my life back to God back in 98, when I was in college, I started reading the Bible like ferociously. Sometimes I'll read it maybe two or three times a year. I just kept reading it for 20 years. You know what I mean? So I just kept reading. I love the Bible. The Bible is your roadmap to life. The Bible is like the GPS for your life. The Bible tell you what everything the Bible says is true. If you don't know what to start in the Bible, start in Proverbs. Proverbs and Psalms and Romans and Galatians and Corinthians, and read the whole Bible. I suggest you just set a time to read the whole Bible from first cover to back cover. But if you just want to get some of the goodies, start in Proverbs, and it'll tell you about the life you live, actual life we live in now. You'll see how it coincides with your life now, Proverbs. And then the last nugget, I would say, just don't be jealous of nobody. Because that's a terrible problem in the world. President candidates jealous, baby mama's jealous, guys jealous, preachers jealous. I mean, everybody's jealous. But, man, I tell you one thing, I confess to the world right now, I never player hated, I never been jealous of a brother in my life. Like, people like, Master P and real soldiers like Big Worm, Keon Antonio Gaddy raised me not to never play hate or be jealous of a person. There ain't no way you should be jealous of a person. Even God tell you don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of a person. You got the same 24 hours that another person got. So get your lazy butt up and do you some work, and you're going to be successful too.
That's a fact, and I mean, I hope they take these nuggets and run with it, because those are three great nuggets they need to take into 2020. Now, Roger, give us how we can get in touch with you on social media or a phone number in case one of my listeners wanted to connect with you.
Well, I'm always easy to get in touch with. You know, all you got to do is call me at 704-576-3727. That's 704-576-3727. Or you can catch me on Facebook at Roderick Dean, RODDRICKDEAN, and that's pretty much how you can get at me. Roderick Dean on Facebook, and 704-576-3727. You know, I got them triple sevens in my phone number, so 576-3727. I had a number for 20 years in Charlotte, but I be around Charlotte selling my books and my DVD, Christian product. So I had a number 20 years.
Well, I'm glad God pulled you back up and gave you the calling to save the world, because what he advised me to do is I've got to, you know, a lot of people don't believe in the Holy Ghost. So
I want to talk about that. I like to talk about that Holy Ghost there. I love the Holy Ghost.
People don't get it. They do not get what the Holy Ghost is.
I think they're scared of that Holy Ghost.
Well, that's right, because it's going to bring the truth to you. And, you know, most people don't want to deal with the truth.
I was talking some truths to my dad today. He won me off. I was at church today. I was talking some truths to my dad today in the parking lot. He told me to leave him alone.
Well, I'm sure, because that's what they do. They'll flee. They'll flee just like the devil. When the devil come against you and you start calling on the name of Jesus, he's going to flee. So
he gonna
when
flee.
You're talking to somebody that's not saved, they don't want to hear the truth. They're going to tell you to get away from them. That's a fact.
That's it. That's what I say. When I tell y'all out there, when sin tempts y'all resist that sin until it flees. Resist that. The Bible says resist temptation, it'll flee. Resist that sin and it'll flee. But when it come back, you keep your faith in the cross and the victory of what Jesus did at that cross. Maintain exclusively in that victory of that cross. Read Romans 6:7-8. And mainly Romans 6:7-8, and read Corinthians and all Romans. You'll get your victory over them cigarettes, that fornication, homosexuality. You get your victory over anything, pride, lust, any problem you got. Just read Romans 6:7-8, and don't forget about y'all. Don't forget about old brother Jimmy Swaggart down there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I got a letter from him. I got a letter from Jimmy Swaggart. And his wife, Frances Swaggart, a couple weeks ago, I sent some of my books down to their ministry. I'm a faithful supporter of Jimmy Swaggart. Yeah, that's a good brother, man. I know that brother got caught in some times back in the day, but that brother's a true brother. And I consider him authority in the gospel, and I want you to support him. If you don't, have to support him if you don't want to. But God, I just want you to support me and Linda Monroe. But Jimmy Swaggart is a good brother. I advise for that. I'm ready to die for Jimmy Swaggart. I know that brother's true. You know?
I think we all. We'll see how perfect.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.